Alrighty. Well, we're here. Ro asked us for an Occupy the VC cast, which, what the heck else do we do with the VC but occupy it?
Well, it's ours.
Exactly.
We demand change. With the VC. We demand better wages or something.
Something, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what we demand. We are the 100%
of the
VC. Well, actually, no, we're like, Matt's not really around anymore.
Yeah, we're the 66%. If Matt were around.
Yeah, but you know what? He emancipated himself back in like 2009.
We're the 2009? No,
I think the last thing he wrote was like 2008.
Yeah, but he was gone for a long period before because that was why you brought me on board, because you're like, hey, Matt's got his own blog now.
That was a good decision though too. But well, originally it was because Matt moved.
Yeah. No,
he moved away.
By the time you asked me, he already had his own blog.
I don't know. I don't think I found that until later.
Yes.
Who cares?
It was.
You know what? I'm going to occupy my punching hand into your
into my
skull-a-runicus here.
Right.
Yeah, because you're insubordinizing. What do you think about that, you bastards?
Yeah.
See, I am the 50% of this thing who is always argued with.
Well,
my memory sucks. That's why.
Remember,
no, it probably is.
I remember how I went down. We went to a restaurant, and you're like, Matt's an asshole. And I'm like, well, that was rather unprovoked. And you're like, well, he has his own blog, and he didn't tell us he was leaving. And I'm like, oh. And you're well, do you want to come? And I'm like, I'm in school. I'm boring. I don't know.
Well, you're hardly boring, because, like I always say, you're the one that entertains everyone and that they like. So, you're our goodwill ambassador at Vomit Comet World Headquarters.
I think the people at Lunch Up Golf want to meet you.
Yeah, that's because they haven't met me yet. Hello. Hello,
McFly. Don't give yourself enough credit.
No, I give myself too much credit. That's why they haven't met me yet. So I haven't gone in.
We need to fix that.
Yes, we do.
Last time I went to Lunch Up Golf, there was food!
Yes!
Lots of it! It was yummy!
Oh, by the way.
Mm. Oh, he's got it.
There. I forgot to open that.
Oh. All right, then.
No. I'm not even drunk yet. I'm just forgetful. See, I just finished talking about how bad my memory is.
Yeah, I guess we have the...
Now we have proof. It's recorded.
This is true.
So.
But yes, there was oodles of food, and it was yummy, and it was great. And the people at Bollywood Bistro are awesome, and they were cool, because at one point, the guy who was helping me had to run and get something for him, and the lady comes over and says, oh, I'll help finish the rest of your, put the rest of your stuff on there. I'm like, super.
Mm.
So
it was much better this time. They had food.
Yeah, and I was very, very full, and a bunch of people from there were joking that now they needed a nap-up Guelph, because they were all so full of food.
Because everybody was stuffed.
It was good.
So, good job, Bollywood Bistro, and good job organizing people.
Yay! Although, sadly, I don't think we brought as much food. I don't know how that's possible.
You mean for the food bank?
For the food bank.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of sad.
That is kind of sad, but hey, what was the total? Did they...
I missed it. I'm going to have to go search
I missed it, too.
Tweet stream, which now I've dumped. Way to go, Idaho.
Yeah, but I dumped mine, too.
Yeah,
hey, is there any quick way to, like, ensure that something is recording? Because I just have this really bad feeling about this. How would I do that?
I don't know.
Can I do that?
I don't know, but I heard it start, or I thought I heard it start. So.
Well, I hit the thing and I said go. I just have this horrible feeling like I hit the right button or the wrong button and it didn't take or something.
I've never hit the status line while something's recording to see if it gets
I'm going
to
do that and see what it does. Nobody will hear it.
Well, yes they will.
No, they won't.
Well, I guess not.
No, because it's over there. The computer's over here.
But now they all know that we're doing this,
yeah.
So there goes all subtlety.
It says changed. Something is happening.
Yeah, well, let's hope so.
I can't really tell if it's recording or not. I'm gonna look at something here.
What are you doing?
Something is moving.
It's just a slider, dude.
Yeah, I just never looked at that like this.
It doesn't really help you, because it's even increments, dude.
Yeah, it doesn't tell me what I'm doing. Oh, well, I think we're recording.
I think so, too. I think you're just being paranoid, because it worked
probably.
Last time. Although I do that with the stream. I'm, like, so scared that it's either going to run out of battery power
ever since we did that one that was on the stream, and it didn't record, and it was, like, 40 minutes long.
I know.
I'm, like, so paranoid that something is wrong.
I know.
So, anyways, we're here to occupy
yes.
the... our own website.
You know what's funny is now that this Occupy thing is going on, and this is going to sound really, 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 really nerdy and stupid.
Okay.
But every time, for the people who don't use screen readers, when something's loading, it'll give you a percentage.
Unless you turn that off.
But like
I did, but Karen did not.
I left mine on. and every so often it'll say, like, you know, 1%, 2%, 10%, 25%.
Yeah.
Every time it either says 1% or 99%, my mind immediately thinks of Occupy. So they've invaded my subconscious.
Well, then that means they're good marketers.
It's true.
Doesn't it?
I guess. I mean, if they aren't doing it, the people making jokes, because there was a guy at work who put a sign up that said that they write 99% of the code and all this stuff, and so like it was coming at me from multiple angles, either the jokes or the actual stuff.
So they were occupying
They were occupying D2L, and they had signs up saying down with the manager, you know, and pointed right at his desk, and he was a good-humored fellow and laughed, but...
And then fired them all.
No. I believe, yes, they're still there. I was just talking to them the other day.
Well, yeah, but you can't fire somebody before the Christmas party. You have to wait to do that after.
But they put that sign up at Halloween.
Yeah, but you had your Christmas party like halfway through November.
Yeah, it's true.
Who does that?
Yeah.
I mean, I understand why they did. That was a pretty cool Christmas party,
awesome
by the way.
Christmas
like,
party.
Just that room was huge.
Yes, it was. And we filled it.
There was still a lot of room in there, though.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, like it was a... That was an enormous room. It was one of those big ballrooms at Binghamton's. If you're from like the, you know, this area and know like Kitchener and stuff, you know, Binghamton Park. They got like the water park and all this other stuff. And yeah, they've got these big ballrooms there. If memory serves, I think they do a bunch of the Oktoberfest stuff there too.
I think so, yeah.
And no, those are huge rooms. And yeah, there was a lot of people in there, but there was still somehow a lot of room.
Mm.
Like it was really big, but yeah, it was fun to meet some of your people. I think I met people you haven't met yet.
You have, yeah.
one of your coworker friends was actually traipsing me around
mm-hmm.
to meet all of your people,
mm-hmm.
which was fun.
And her husband had me, but he didn't know anybody's name, so of course I did the big circle of the room. But nobody.
So the one
said
who
hello.
Actually should have met all of these people.
Yes.
You know, was you, and you didn't.
But she did a pretty good job of bringing big, important folk over to shake my hand, so that was pretty nice of her.
I don't remember shaking your hand.
You didn't have to, I already
Nobody's
knew.
Bigger than I am.
Oh, Steve.
They might be more important, but I have the big part.
Oh, Steve. So, yeah, we...
So why are we here?
Because Ro asked for some audio. It was the Occupy, but...
Occupy, yeah, she said there should be an Occupy VC cast, so I guess this is the OccuCast.
Yeah, the OccuCast.
Or, I don't know. We can't really do, like, a C thing. You know how, like,
no,
we have, like, the
no,
Corncast
corn
and the CozyCast and the...
Yeah.
And the, you know... What was the last
the
one?
Crowlcast.
Because you, for some reason, decided it was fucking crowled outside.
Yes! That was completely unintended.
But yeah, we don't have that. This
no.
is like the OccuCast, which actually kind of sounds like some kind of weather thing.
Yeah, or like,
you know,
an
like
eye thing. Like
an
ocular?
Eye.
Like
Oh, when you say eye thing, I think you mean like pod or phone or pad.
No, I mean, because
you
like,
have talked so much about eye thing.
I know.
That how am I supposed to think anything else?
I meant of the eye, like... Optical.
Yes, like EYE, not
yes,
I
not
without
I.
a capital, because
yes.
they think it's trendy.
Yeah.
But, yeah. No, so, but yeah, seriously, when you say I think.
I know. I've said I think so much because I freaking want to no, call it an iPhone when it's an iPod, and I'm like, screw it, it's an I thing.
But no, like the OccuCast kind of sounds like the, you know, your AccuWeather forecast coming up at 10 to 11. You know what I mean? Right here on WABC Channel 7.
Oh my.
Like no, that's what I think. You know, we got your AccuWeather forecast, going to be 47 degrees in the sunshine. Bummy, but cool. Unseasonably warm. Speaking of unseasonably warm, it is.
I know.
Isn't it?
Yeah. We had one bit of freezing rain, in which our super didn't fall at the parking lot.
And holy Christ, was it windy that day.
Yeah, that was nuts.
Like, I was watching the Leafs were on, I think, that night.
Mm.
When we had the freezing rain. I was watching some kind of hockey anyways. I'm pretty sure it was the Leafs. And I was, looking at Twitter, I was typing something at the same time, and the wind was really, really strong outside, and and the apartment started shaking.
That's disturbing.
Like at the, because where my computer is, I'm kind of near the balcony door, mm-hmm. and you're kind of near a window on the other side of the house,
mm-hmm.
and yeah, so like when you're at the corners and it starts to shake, it's really weird.
You really feel it
because you think. This isn't the earthquake thing. I can hear the wind outside.
Mm.
But it feels like, you know, okay, I'm at the second floor from the top of this building.
Yeah.
What if it tips over?
Yeah.
You know, that's a long way down.
Yeah.
And there's people who have farther to fall than me.
Yeah.
I don't really want to be part of that,
no.
thanks.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like a whole lot of fun.
No.
By the way, you shouldn't notice anything huge, but I know some people have, like, even pickier ears than I do. I was playing with some settings to try and make the files a lot smaller, and I think I found a good setting, but if it sounds different and if it's, like, sort of screwy sounding for you, please let me know so that I can maybe try and change things, because we're trying to make the files a little smaller from now on, because once we move servers, which is going to happen, I know we've been saying that forever... we're going to have a lot more bandwidth limitations than we do now.
Yeah.
And we need to make the files smaller, but still good sounding, so that A, we can fit more of them on the server, which helps us, and B, it'll actually help you guys too, because you can download something that's a lot smaller than what you used to download,
mm-hmm.
but sounds almost as good. And I think I've got that figured out.
Yeah.
I did some testing earlier today, and I was jiggering with some stuff, and it seemed to work pretty good. Like on my speakers, which were pretty good, it was, you know, you could tell the difference, but you couldn't really tell the difference.
Yeah.
So I think it's pretty good.
Yeah.
So, but if anybody has any problems, just give a yell, and you know, we'll see if I can do anything about it. Where were we here?
Well, we were just talking about the crappy weather. But
I'm very forgetful today. But the weather got better.
Yeah, I know.
Like, last night when we went out to Baker Street Station for my birthday. Because, you know, it's like my fake birthday, my faux birthday, whatever you want. My birthday, because, you know, like, if I had gotten, like, some kind of a birthday-free cake thing, it would have been a fraud. So, I don't know, whatever we went out for.
I was worried when the guy comes over and taps you and says, so, it's your birthday.
I hear it's someone's birthday at this
I'm
table.
Like, oh, no.
No, but it would have been okay, because like, we were up front about it. Like, yeah. Oh, my birthday's not for, like, a couple more weeks.
No, that wasn't what I was worried about. I was worried that we would soon have you wearing a hat and your face in a cake and...
But all the guy did, he came over and he said, I hear it's somebody's birthday at this table. I said, yeah, it's mine. You know, at least it will be very soon. And he claps me on the shoulder and he says, live long and prosper, my friend.
Yeah.
And I said, I will do my best, sir.
It was cool.
And he chuckled and he walked off.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know who that guy was. I don't know if he worked there.
Pretty sure he did. I think he was the dude that, like, kept coming over at random.
Are you sure it was the same dude?
I thought it was, but maybe I'm crazy.
Maybe you're right. I don't know, because we met a lot of people while we were there.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
All of them were cool, except for the British fellow who sat...
Yeah, but he didn't work there.
I know he didn't work there.
He didn't work there. When we were sitting at the bar, there was a British fellow that Karen was fast friends with.
Oh.
And by fast friends, of course, if you Google Translate that, it means she wanted to, you know,
punch him
gut
face.
Him with a spatula and rip his tonsils out with a spork. So,
because he, as soon as I approached the bar, said, oh, yes, can we feed your dog and give him a beer? And I thought he was joking at first, but there was something about him that made me go, oh my god, I better make sure he doesn't slip or anything or anything. And that's really hard to do when you're sitting on an elevated bar stool and you're short like me and you're way above your dog.
It's always fun watching you get up onto a bar stool.
Oh yeah, it's disgraceful, yeah.
No, it isn't. You actually did really well last night.
Yeah, getting down was fun. I almost took a header.
Well, hell, Christ, I was halfway to the table before you got down.
I know. I was like, okay, now we have to run after Steve.
But you did great getting up. I was actually impressed. Because that I think that was like the most graceful I've ever seen your little, you know, munchkin self get up onto a bar stool.
So anyway, I sit down, and immediately he starts saying, oh, what floppy, floppy ears, and I catch his hand on her ear, and I'm like, please don't pet the dog. He's like, oh, right, And then he's like, oh, and then Church is worming around trying to find the perfect spot, and he's like, I think she's saying, I need a bowl of dog food and some water. And I'm like, no, she just was fed, and we took the bus, I don't think she needs any water. Oh, and then next thing I know, I feel this pressure on the on the leash and harness like something's happening. So I reach down and I catch his hand just petty pet 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 petty pet pet. And I grabbed his hand and I lifted it off her and I had a firm grip on it and I said, "Do not pet the dog. I'm sorry. Well, you knew better. Gah."
And, well, wasn't he all surprised when you said she was working, too?
Yeah! Like, I'm just gonna bring a dog into the bar, because that's gonna be, like, totally gonna happen. Yeah.
Well, and I don't know. That guy, like, it was a really crowded place, and I was only 2 seats away from him, but I couldn't really tell at all what he was doing.
Wow.
Because you kept saying, "That guy. That British guy." And I'm like, "What British guy?" Like, I'm just, you know, I'm just taking in the scene, and then, you know, like, you know, like the watching for the for our 2 drinks to arrive.
Mm-hmm. We hadn't even ordered them yet.
And, well, yeah, but I was like watching sort of to see what the bartender was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was around that same time that they came to talk to us. And, you know, like, I think it was right after you almost gave him a coronary. But, no, like, seriously, I was, you know, I sort of had one ear on the surroundings to sort of, you know, get a feel for how big the place was.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my other ear was kind of on the you know, on what was going on behind the bar.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny to say that because people are like, "How do you keep an ear on something?" You know, 'cause they can keep an eye on something, but don't your ears just hear what they hear? But no, I was sort of splitting my hearing, and even when I tried to listen to the British guy when you were getting my attention, I couldn't hear him because it was really loud in there.
Yeah.
Because when you're actually at the bar, you can hear all the music really well too.
Yeah.
Because when we got to our table, you couldn't hear it as good.
Mm-mm.
Like, it was still there. Like, I remember, you know, saying a couple of times to you, "Hey, there's a good song,"
I couldn't hear it, no.
But no, the whole interaction with you and the British guy was completely lost on me. But when you explained it, it sounded like, yeah, it would have annoyed me too. And the thing I don't understand is, like, I know dogs are cute and stuff, and that's great. I'm glad dogs are cute. But if they're not yours,
yeah,
why do you feel that it's acceptable to pet them?
Yeah,
you know, and
without even asking, just run up.
Like,
and
I don't know, you just grab, it's not even like the dog looks at you.
Yeah.
Like, you, like, there are people, like, the dog is, like, actually concentrating on, like, trying to lay down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and its head is facing in the complete opposite direction. It's, mm-hmm, not looking at you at all. And, like, "Oh, doggy, puppy, pet, 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 pet."
Yeah.
Like, yeah. You know, I don't know. Like, would you walk up to, like, you know, I don't know, somebody with a baby and, like, take the kid out of its hand? You know, out of their hand?
Hands?
Like, would you do that? No. Like, I don't know. The next person here, and I've said this to you before, but the next person who pets your dog, you should start, like, stroking his hair.
Yeah, no.
You know, like, maybe grab him on the ass.
I'm
like,
little,
what the fuck are you doing?
I'm a little too small to be doing those things.
Yeah, but hey, if they can touch something of yours, you can touch something of theirs.
I don't care. I don't want to end up with something of mine caved in.
I just don't understand why people do that.
Oh,
it's ignorant.
I know.
Like, I don't know.
And the part was, like, asked him once. Maybe he didn't hear me, but, like, he'd stopped.
I won't even talk to somebody's, like, you know, kid unless it talks to me first.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if it laughs or
Although,
is being giggly, I'll look over and I'll chuckle at it.
I've talked to a kid who asked questions about a dog, but that's...
Oh, yeah, but that's different because you know that they're actually directed at you, because mom or dad is, like, you know, probably going to be like, "I don't know." Because usually they are.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like, if they're like, "Doggy, doggy, doggy," you know they're kind of interacting with you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's different.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, and, you know, like, if I'm in a store waiting in a line and there's, like, a funny kid behind me, I'll look back and I'll snicker.
Yeah. But I won't freaking start talking.
But I won't act like it's my kid and it's my right to talk to it. So I don't understand why people do that with dogs.
Yeah, I felt kind of bad because part of me is like, maybe he just didn't hear you, but it's like, just don't pet the dog. It's simple. Like,
yeah, it's not really that hard.
You shouldn't need to be reminded, don't pet the damn... And most people, when you catch them, they go, "I know I'm not supposed to, but they're so too damn cute."
That's even worse.
Yeah, I know.
Because that's like, I don't know, if somebody catches me, like, you know, beating a guy with a pipe, and he grabs my arm and he says, "Don't beat that guy with a pipe." It's no defense for me to look that guy dead in the face and go, "Oh, I know I'm not supposed to do that, but it's
too much fun.
But he's just so irritating. Oh, I just gotta hit him with the pipey piperoo." You know, like, "Kroom, kroom, wouldn't you want to hit him? Look at his little face. I just want to hit him with my Louisville Sluggerwugger. Baseball batty ratty. Oh, did I cave in your little skullerooski? Oh, boy." What kind of a defense? offense is that? No, that's not going to fly. Yeah, listen, Your Honor. Look at him. Wouldn't you want to cave in his skull?
Yeah. Aww,
I mean, just
I know
look
I'm
at
not
him.
Supposed to
you know, when
up.
He looks at you with those little douchebag eyes, you know? Oh, don't you just want to, like, grab the nearest masonry brick and just, you know, play a little Farrellise on his temples? I know I do. I can't help myself. I know I'm not supposed to. And it's not like the judge is going to look at you and go, oh, yeah, you can go.
Yeah,
I get it.
Gonna happen.
You know, that's not going to happen.
No.
It does not work that way.
No.
Neither does this. I know I'm maybe exaggerated, but it's to make a point.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the same thing. If you know you're not supposed to do it,
then
stop
don't.
Doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't do it to begin with.
Yeah, pretty
it
much.
Annoys people. Stop it.
Hello, Doggy Boo.
Yeah, speaking of things that were petted, did you think I was calling you?
I think you did. Like you were doing your pipey wipey whooping.
She shook off. Hi. There's Trixie making an appearance. She's sitting down right beside me. Hey, Trix. Hi. Oh, you look up onto the table. How you doing? Do you have a pipey wipey whoop? Do you want to hit a guy? Oh, doggy. Yeah, now I've got to pet the dog. Am I allowed to pet the dog?
Yes.
I know she's not working.
She's not working. And she's over boots.
Yeah. So I don't pet the dog when she's working.
Well, yeah, exactly.
No, and I live with her. Mm. And she knows at certain times she's supposed to listen to me and that I'm like a designated person. Mm. But Karen still trumps everybody.
Yeah, I just she's working. The point is she's working.
Yeah.
And I love it. I love when people say also, oh, she's just laying down. Doesn't look like she's working too hard.
Yeah, the reason she's laying down is because if I took this off and she wasn't working anymore,
she'd
be like,
run around
up your
the restaurant.
Ass.
Yeah, exactly. It's like she needs to know the difference. Yeah. Between...
Your dog is like just happy right now. She's like looking up and like, oh, you guys are here. And I'm just like, she's just seriously, she's just sitting right beside my chair. Hey, Trix. You should have seen her head snap up when I did. Remember when she used to bark at that?
Yes.
When I would do that to her when she first was here?
Yes. She used to jump whenever you'd do that beer bottle whistle thing.
Yeah.
She would like...
Oh, now she's looking the other way.
She's
like
fuck
off,
you.
Not that again.
Screw you and your...
Aw, Karen's giving her a scratch and I'm petting her on the other side and she's just looking around like, yeah, I can deal with this. This is good. Yeah. I like this.
But, yeah, she was... Yeah, anyway. But that guy, I don't know. I kind of think, jeebers, I hope I didn't scare the crap out of him.
I hope
but
he did.
I kind of...
Because I think he needed it.
I kind of think he was thinking I wouldn't know. So I think it
well,
was
I
a wake-up
so
call for him.
She's putting her chin on my knee.
That was cute.
But no, I kind of hope you did. Oh, have you... Do you grow tired of... Oh, no, you'd rather
stretching.
Wag your tail into my bum.
She's stretching.
She's giving a big stretch.
Oof,
and now she's
that,
sitting back down. It's like, ah, that's good stuff.
You know, she stretches a lot more when we get up from somewhere at work. Also, she's stretch, stretch, stretch. Okay, now we can work. Wow.
Yeah.
Are you getting old or what? Or do you just like to stretch?
I don't know what's going on with my voice today.
Yeah, it's all scratchy.
Yeah, it's kind of... I sound like myself, but I'm kind of, like, scratchy and I'm all coughy. Because when I was doing my thing, that's why I stopped. Because
yeah,
I almost choked to death on my own throat.
I know.
But
yeah, at the Baker Street station,
yes, dog, we're still here.
I learned about a new drink. And
yes,
it was yummy.
We wrote this. I think I wrote about this in
you
the
did,
post.
Yeah,
Razzmatazz.
Yeah, I'm just glad you read about it before because I hadn't seen that whole thing. And oh my god, that has like raspberry and chocolate in it, and it's like drinking trifle, I guess.
Well, your two things were. What
cake?
Was it? Trifle and cheesecake
and
top.
Cheesecake top. Yeah. I don't know how to describe it. It's just awesome.
Mm. Yeah, I didn't get to try any.
Oh, I'm sorry. I should have
no,
really
that's
had
okay.
Some.
And see, I even gave you a chicken wing.
I know. Jerk bag now.
Yeah, a little guilt tripper here.
Guilt
I'm talking
tripper.
Quit your bitching, yeah. Because you won't take too long to throw out,
no.
So get out.
No.
Well, hey, enough. Hello, dog. He just licked the palm of my right hand.
Well, I guess we've got into
songs.
Oh,
now we've been singing.
And I think we've done it. I think we've done it.
What?
What are you doing?
I'm not... Okay, what I'm doing...
No, what is Trixie doing?
What I'm doing is being molested by a dog tongue and nose.
Ew.
She decided at this point, hey, I grow tired of sitting here, just sitting here basking in the pettage that you wish to provide. So what I'm going to do is I am going to buck up my body and I am going to lick your palms, your wrists, your arms, and your belly welly, baby.
Oh, baby.
It's like, baby, I'm going to go after your belly welly, you see. I'm back and dream death to roads, everybody. So, one person's going to laugh at this. Or maybe two is going to laugh at it, but I don't care who's going to laugh at it because it's here and it's mine and I'm going to occupy this.
Okay.
We are going to occupy this until the 1% their uncle.
Right!
That's right, baby. We're going to make their livers quiver and their knees freeze. That 1%'s going to come to their knees and they're going to say, Dusty Rhodes, I'm sorry, baby. I did not mean to ever hurt you. And I will not do it again. And there's a dog licking my elbow. And it's okay for the dog to lick my elbow because everybody's free to do what they want, baby.
Okay, then.
I don't know if the one person who will get that will ever listen to this.
But, I know. It's
but
sad.
Hey, it'll be funny to him. I just got to add one more thing about a Slurpee.
Yes.
Inside jokes are over now. I think
we can move along.
But no, I just had to do that. I don't know why.
But singing.
Yeah, we were singing.
Got me
thinking.
Do you
need a drink?
I don't know.
Because maybe we could pause right here.
All
right. And because I could get you a drink.
All right.
I also have to use the faculty.
I see.
And I have to get myself a drink.
All right.
So before we get into this, we should maybe just give her a pause and we'll be right back.
All
right. Okay.
I've never paused the recording.
No, I'm just gonna stop and we'll splice it together.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say, I'm like, God, do you know how? Because I sure don't.